Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
The big question is, will the other ports have enough capacity to absorb the overflow? Good morning. It is the Kendall and Casey Show on 93 WIBC. Rob Kendall has the day off and Brad Klopfenstein is joining me today. So you had mentioned that you actually lived close to Baltimore a few years ago.
I did. Well, it was a summer in college.
Lived a few years ago.
A few years ago. just a couple.
Okay. Just like yesterday.
We're going to go with a couple. So I lived in Anne Arundel County, which is effectively the Greenwood to Baltimore. So Annapolis is in Anne Arundel County.
Sure.
We went to Baltimore often, and I drove across that bridge, multiple times. In fact, me and my wife drove across that bridge a couple weeks ago when we were coming back from New Jersey.
Yeah.
So.
My daughter was on it a couple weeks ago, or actually a week ago as well, and it's like divine timing. Things like this make you so nervous. Do you think you'll be scared now, or will you be more nervous when you drive over a bridge? Does this affect your psyche at all?
I don't think so. I like driving over bridges. I will look out. I see the big ships out there, and it crosses your mind occasionally. It's like, well, good thing they know what they're doing, because if they hit this bridge, we'd all be in trouble.
I've had a long-term reoccurring dream, and maybe somebody can tell me what this means, that I'm driving over a bridge like that, and right when I get to the top, it turns into a log flume ride, and I slide down into the water, like in a boat.
Yeah. Well,
I don't like driving over bridges. This will make me even more nervous. I'll be white knuckling it the whole way.
Well, the alternative is a tunnel.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess that can just be as frightening if you're afraid of going under.
So, this is going to be a mess for shipping and transportation. On the East Coast, you've got Newport News, Virginia, Savannah, Jacksonville. Then you can go up to New Jersey. Delaware has a port. So there are alternatives. But as far as, I saw that there's apparently some of the foreign automakers had final assembly plants at this port. So the cars would come in, but then they would do final assembly there at the Port of Baltimore. It's going to be a while before they have that bridge out of the water and have that dredge so that they can, A, get the 10 ships that are in harbor out, and B, start getting new ones in. I don't know what kind of timeline you're looking at, but my guess is probably late summer.
Yeah. So that port, it's called a roll-on, roll-off for cargo, and it's very specialized, as you mentioned. A lot of autos, a lot of agricultural equipment, and experts are saying that the closure could mean a loss of $15 million in daily economic activity.
Yeah, you figure there's, 5,000 or more who just work there at the docks, at the harbor, and then when you start adding in all the warehousing, transportation as far as rail is big there.
Yeah, it's responsible for 140,000 jobs.
Yep.
Now, those people, their employment won't be affected. It may change continues on for a very long time. Now, you've been on this bridge. My question to you, did you see any trains on it ever? Because, Joe Biden said he's been on the bridge on a train before.
There's no rail. It's two lanes each direction. It's a bridge.
So he also said that we're going to pay for the reconstruction of it immediately. And then yesterday, Janet Yellen was walking back that declaration.
You need appropriations? Will the taxpayers be on the hook?
I'm not sure what the details are. We have money from the bipartisan infrastructure law that could potentially be helpful. My expectation would be that ultimately there'll be insurance payments in part to cover this, but we don't want to allow worrying about where the financing is coming to hold up reconstruction.
Don't worry about where that money's coming from. So the president said, yep, he's going to go to Congress and he's going to ask for the money immediately. And now the Treasury Secretary is saying, ultimately that's going to come from insurance payments. Really makes you wonder who's in charge here. And doesn't she just exude confidence? Don't you just feel good when she talks?
I've heard some conservatives say, oh, the federal government shouldn't be paying for this. I'm sorry. I am on the opposite end of that. Okay. There should absolutely be an emergency declaration. I believe that this is one of the few things the federal government should be doing is, in this instance, they should expedite this process, front the money if they have to. Yes, there will be insurance payments that come out. Who knows what they're insured for? I mean, is it insured to replace both the ship and a bridge? Maybe, maybe not. Regardless of how that works, sort out the money later, but they need to absolutely work on A, getting the bridge out of the water, getting that ship off the reef that it's on, and then getting that bridge rebuilt, which will probably take 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and when they rebuild that bridge, maybe they could put bumpers around the pillars so that this doesn't happen again.
I was thinking about that. If nothing else, just make the water shallow enough that the ships run aground before they get to it. I'm sure there's ways to do it, but I promise you the very next one will absolutely have some sort of bumpers or deterrent.
Yeah, and rest assured, we've got Pete Buttigieg on it. He's going to take care of things.
The former mayor of South Bend?
Yeah, that guy. And he was asked some questions, so let's get to him. And this one is about the impact on the U.S. economy.
You expect, because of those supply chain issues, that we could see impacts on the U.S. economy as a result of those supply chain issues?
We want to get a little more fidelity on how disruptive it can be. Again, we're not talking about a single point of failure that it's the only possible place to get through, or even something that is as impactful as some of the issues that affected the Panama Canal, for example. This does not automatically mean that a trip to the East Coast has to be substituted with a trip to the West Coast, which would be much more of a cost impact. It could probably be accommodated up and down the East Coast, but the effect clearly will not be trivial.
Okay, so that's true. It's not going to be trivial because this won't just affect commuters. It affects the railroads, the trucking industry, distribution centers, and an entire swath of the economy for the entire East Coast.
Yeah, well, it does make you wonder. Baltimore, the city of Baltimore, is a challenged area.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it in TV series. What you see in the TV series, other than the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, Baltimore kind of sucks. Now, the area around Baltimore, the suburbs, is pretty nice, but this is going to have an impact on that whole region, and it'll be interesting to see how quickly this comes back or if the alternative ports that they start using just become the permanent alternative ports.
Okay, so another question that everyone is asking is when will this be fixed? You know, like, is how long is this going to take? And will this have an impact on inflation and also supply chain disruptions? And here's what the transportation secretary said.
Talk on inflation.
Too soon to say. I think, this is definitely a different ballpark from what we saw with the West Coast issues in 2021. But that's part of what we hope to gather more data on soon. I will say, a lot of the disinflation that we've seen has been a result of the work that the president led to improve and smooth out our supply chains.
Spin it right back to how wonderful everything is under Joe Biden. And didn't we just mention about how energy prices were up nearly 20% since Biden took office? And there's one other thing. Of course, Biden said that he's going to be visiting Baltimore just as soon as he can. So I'm sure that the press secretary has an exact date, right?
Do you find this curious? Baltimore is literally half an hour drive away from D.C.
I was
going to
say, it's like 45 minutes depending on traffic. So he could just get in the beast. He could have been there already at this point.
Yeah, and I doubt the president still takes the train back to his home in Delaware, but I mean, I would assume his helicopter is probably flying right over that when he goes back and forth. Why he wasn't there on the first day is beyond me.
Well, I'm sure that there's an ice cream store along the way
yes,
he could stop at, but the press secretary, she's going to have a definitive answer, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, she never minces words.
Any update on when the president would go to Baltimore?
I don't have an update for you. Obviously, okay. we want to do it when it is the appropriate time on the ground. We're going to continue to have conversations with, obviously, local officials on the ground to get a sense of what their needs are. But we want to make sure that we do not disrupt their efforts. You just heard from the Secretary and the Vice Admiral, this is a major undertaking, and so we don't want to get in the way. But you heard from the President. He wants to get there as quickly as he can.
They say they don't want to disrupt things, which I mean, I know it does take a security force whenever the President travels, but if you've ever seen videos of him lately out in diners trying to meet voters, there's like nobody there.
No, exactly.
So it's not like all of these, you know, people are going to be on the road waving their flags because they don't care when he shows up. By the way, it did take him 378 days to visit Ohio.